Hello there, and welcome to Reach for Power, where we take a closer look at the power itself and the strategies to build it. We also analyze various roadblocks, self-limiting beliefs, and behaviors that might be jeopardizing your self-developmental efforts. I am your host, Monika Krug, and in this episode, we will focus on cognitive bias. Cognitive bias is a deeply ingrained and pervasive facet of human cognition, rooted in the intricate workings of our minds. It represents the unconscious, often irrational, patterns of thought that can influence our perceptions, judgments, and decision-making processes. At its core, cognitive bias is a survival mechanism that evolved over millennia to help our ancestors navigate a complex and uncertain world. It allowed them to make quick decisions in the face of danger, find food, and form social bonds. However, in our modern, fast-paced society, these biases can sometimes lead us astray, causing us to make judgments based on faulty information and preconceived notions. Let us have a look at seven most popular ones. For each, I will provide you with a short description, real-life example, yet also some practical hints how to minimize the influence of the bias on our decision and our life. 1. Confirmation bias. It is a tendency to seek, interpret, and remember information in a way that confirms our pre-existing beliefs or opinions. For example, a person who strongly believes in a specific political ideology may only watch news channels and read articles that align with their views, ignoring or dismissing information from opposing sources. How to overcome it? By seeking out diverse sources of information and actively considering alternative viewpoints. Encourage yourself to use critical thinking and self-reflection to challenge your own beliefs. 2. Availability heuristic. It occurs when we rely on readily available information or recent examples when making judgments or decisions rather than considering all relevant data. For example, after hearing about few high-profile plane crashes in the news, someone might become irrationally fearful of flying, despite statistical evidence showing that air travel is generally safe. How to overcome it? By consciously seeking out and considering a broader range of information and data before making judgments or decisions. Take time to evaluate statistical probabilities and consider long-term trends. 3. Anchoring bias. It is a tendency to rely too heavily on the first piece of information encountered when making a decision, even if that information is irrelevant or inaccurate. For example, when negotiating the price of a car, a salesperson may initially offer a high price, anchoring the buyer's perception of what the car is worth. The buyer might then agree to a higher price than they originally intended. How to overcome it? By being aware of the initial anchor and deliberately adjusting your judgment or decision away from it. Consider multiple reference points and gather more information before settling on a conclusion. 4. Hindsight bias. It leads us to believe, after an event has occurred, that we would have predicted or expected it all along, making us overestimate our ability to foresee outcomes. For example, a stock market crash. Individuals might claim they knew it was going to happen, even if they didn't take any action based on that supposed foresight. How to overcome it? By regularly reminding yourself that you didn't possess foresight before an event occurred. Reflect on the uncertainties and limited information you had at that time, rather than viewing events as inevitable in hindsight. 5. Overconfidence bias. It is the tendency to overestimate our own abilities, knowledge, or judgment, often leading to making overly optimistic predictions or taking excessive risks. For example, a student might believe they can ace an exam with minimal preparation, only to find out they performed poorly because they overestimated their knowledge and abilities. It can be addressed by practicing humility and self-awareness. Encourage self-assessment and seek feedback from others to gain more accurate understanding of your abilities and limitations. 6. The Dunning-Kruger effect. It is a cognitive bias where people with low ability in a particular domain tend to overestimate their competence, while those with higher competence tend to underestimate themselves. For example, in a workplace, an inexperienced employee might confidently take on a complex project without realizing their lack of skills, while a more skilled colleague might hesitate to tackle it due to their awareness of its intricacies. You might conquer it by fostering a growth mindset and recognizing that there is always room for improvement. Encourage continuous learning and seek out opportunities to develop your skills. 7. Self-serving bias. It can be described as the tendency to attribute our successes to our own abilities and efforts, while attributing our failures to external factors or bad luck. For example, if somebody receives a promotion at work, they may credit their hard work and talents for the achievement. However, if they don't get the promotion, they might blame office politics or an unfair process. Overcome it by taking responsibility for both successes and failures. Engage in honest self-evaluation and attribute outcomes to a combination of personal effort and external factors. Consider feedback and learn from failures to grow personally and professionally. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to have a regular access to the newly published content. You are also welcome to check Reach for Power webpage at reachforpower.com for more materials and share your thoughts and comments with me through LinkedIn. Thank you for joining me today, and keep on reaching for power.